Two friends and a chat. Two friends and a chat.
Two friends and a chat.
Sits as it has had his.
Hey, look at that. We're live on accident again. I switched it back over to the Two Friends logo right there. Eric, you want to sing it? Two friends and a chat.
You got the
two friends and a chat.
Two friends and a chat.
There we go. I think we got it that time, man. Eric, you want to lead us in here? I think this is like 35 or something. Awesome. I haven't got it on switching, so go ahead.
35?
Introduce our guest, episode 35. I'm going to post it on Facebook right fast.
So we're live right now?
Yeah, we've been live for like a minute, man.
Oh, all right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Two Friends in the Chat, episode 36.
I just said 35, for fuck's sake.
Episode 35 on this wonderful Monday evening here with my sidekick, Sid. And we have a special guest.
Sidekick, Sid.
Danielle, right?
Yeah.
Danielle, I don't think I've ever met Danielle. I'm Eric, by the way.
You can call me Danny.
Danny? Okay, welcome to the show, Danny.
I call her Anunnaki.
Yeah.
Danny Anunnaki?
No, just Anunnaki.
Why? What did I miss?
That night that we went over there and we were drinking a lot after the show. What was it? Two weeks ago now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Anunnaki, man. We were talking about Sumerians and the Anunnaki and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. You remember this?
I do, yeah.
Really? Man, I don't remember any of that.
Huh. Well, you were busy talking to Okel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Be nice, Danny.
I am. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you didn't, but your laugh did.
All right, Sid. Well, so what are we going to talk about with here with old Danny?
We'd spoken about asking all the guests what their biggest pet peeve was before, but mm-hmm. we haven't done it yet. So Danny is going to be our
first. You know what? Yeah, a live guest. Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah. What's your biggest pet peeve, Danny?
Biggest one? Questions in the morning.
What do you mean questions in the morning?
I don't like when people talk to me and ask me questions.
Oh, you just don't want to be spoken to in the morning at all. Not a morning person then.
Lots of questions and then I'm not going to remember by the time I actually get up.
I got you. So people are setting you up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what you mean by not, I'm not ready for them and I'm not going to remember them. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I just mean I don't like being bombarded with questions when I first wake up.
All right. I feel like you don't like being bombarded by my questions right now. That's the feeling I'm getting.
Or when somebody's driving to a stop sign mm-hmm. and they're already stopped and they're waiting for you to drive to the stop sign before they go.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to wait for so long.
Right on.
Could just go.
Yeah, people at stop signs bother me too. It's like the one they're clearly stopped before you, and then they're like waiting for you to go.
Yeah.
It's like you were there five or ten seconds before I was. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah.
Are you sure you really was though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's some times that you might think you're stopped, but you're not really stopped.
I was stopped.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, you got to remember how much I drive too, man. This stuff happens to me all the time. I drove yesterday for 12 hours almost. So, I mean, it's happens to me constantly.
You just give them the old wave. Go on. Go on. And then they give you the little wave, and then you guys are friends. That's a stop sign meet and greet.
Yeah, but what if they wave first?
Well, then you wave back. Say, no, I insist. You go.
And then what if you just keep sitting there?
Well, then it's going to be a long, long stop for sure.
Yeah, so if they were already there, why don't they just go?
I don't know, Danny.
I'm with Danny on this one. Fuck people at stop signs.
It's just weird.
Say what?
It's just weird how they won't go.
So this is the stuff that keeps you up at night, huh?
Oh, just at the stop sign.
Okay, right on.
Or when people use decoration towels to dry their hands.
That's such a woman thing. It's such a fucking woman thing, right?
It's a fucking thing, though, because mm-hmm. my wife has these towels that her grandma makes, which I understand, you know. Grandmother makes them. We want to keep them around. They're pretty.
Whatnot. Yeah.
But there's like 15 of them in the drawer, and there might be three of them that I can use. Okay? So And some of them, I can't tell.
Whose phone is just going off? Like, not here.
Not mine.
That's mine.
Could you take it off the table at least? It's vibrating up through the microphone, man.
I don't hear nothing.
You've got to be deaf then.
But yeah, there's, you know, there's only three of them that I can use. It's like, what's the point of the towels? The towels are there to be used, right? Not looked at?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've ranted about this on the podcast before. This is really one of your things, man.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, you've definitely mentioned this before. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a thing. You know, it's the towels made to be used, not looked at.
Yeah, but usually you have one to dry your hands off with and then the decoration towel, so you can use the other one.
This is why we have women on now. Stuff like this, giving us the other side.
But what if there isn't one that you can dry yourself off, your hands off with?
Then why would they have it there if you can't use it? If there's not another one.
Exactly. They shouldn't have it there. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you guys can look at one another, right? Like, what are you?
I'm looking at you.
I know. You're just staring straight at me, but you're talking to her. It's weirding me the fuck out, man.
If I have a decoration towel, I have another towel that you can wipe your hands off on.
Okay. So, I mean, what are you worried about with the decoration towel, that it's going to get dirty by my clean hands?
Well, why you got to mess it up?
Oh, so you're worried about the folding of the towel? Maybe. The layout of the towel?
I guess. It's just for decoration.
Okay. All right.
What question, Danny, what question do you feel like you can ask somebody to get to know the most about them? From one single question, what is that question?
Do you live to work or work to live?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. What's your answer to that?
I work to live.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric?
Work to live. Everyone, I mean, that's why you go to work, to take care of your family and support them.
No, there's a shit ton of people in this world that live to work.
Yeah.
Shit ton. For sure. That's what I've talked
about.
Well,
I mean, I guess it just depends on their personal life, you know, if they got something to live for, you know.
Bro, how many times does this stuff come up on the podcast? This is, I think, even the podcast that you said you watched with Ashley, number 2032, the last one.
I must not have watched the whole thing.
It was a long one.
What? You didn't watch the whole thing?
It wasn't 2 hours long.
Yeah.
No.
How much of it did you watch?
About 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
No, I watched a little bit of it.
Well, in that one, that's certainly what we were touching on when I was talking about the shortness of life and everything, and just doing what you want to do, and I was talking about working 8 hours and sleeping for 8 hours, and you got 8 hours and you break. Did you get that point of it?
Mm-mm.
Or that part of it?
I think I fell asleep.
Yeah. That part of it was, you missed the good parts. The second half was the best part. Second half was really good of that. Yeah, the second half was definitely the most entertaining part. I almost cut it up and just posted that part because the first part we were getting angry and stuff like that. It was
you should have done that because
there was some friction. But the second half was good. But anyway, the point is, we've touched on this a lot, and that's kind of all what I circle about around to when I'm talking about the shortness of life. Like, we spend 8 hours of our life sleeping, we spend 8 hours of our life at work, and then you have 8 hours to do whatever you want, right? But it's not really that big of a window, because you have all these other necessities that go along with living life.
Exactly.
And people who work more than what's absolutely necessary just to acquire shit and acquire shit and acquire shit, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Me neither.
It's like, that's why I live in a $550 apartment and I got a car that's 2005 and I paid it for it in cash. I don't want to be stuck in a job. Yeah, this is stuff that I'm probably boring the people that are watching, but this is stuff that I've talked about time and time again. Oh, it just doesn't make any sense. Why do people do that? Is that kind of what you mean as far as living to...
Yeah, and people that just, like, work 7 days a week, and they're like, when do they even get a break?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me. I can't wrap my mind around it. And I would probably... And on the spectrum of workaholic, not workaholic, both my parents are on the... both my parents are on the... Are definitely closer to the... Mm-hmm. How far... My mom's probably really extreme, but my dad is definitely... workaholic on that side of the spectrum, without a doubt.
My mom, she works a lot.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't ever want to take vacations.
Mm.
And then, but why? Because you're working to make that money to go on vacation.
Yeah.
But you don't want to take it.
Yeah, you're doing all this hard work to...
Well, I think a lot of them don't want to leave because, you know, they don't want to come back and it's all fell to shit and all this. You got to put in extra, even more work to get caught up from all the stuff that you missed from being I mean, some people are just passionate about their job and don't trust other people doing it. Simple as that.
They should be able to cover while you're gone.
It depends what the job is, I guess. I mean, if it's a trait, not just anyone can fill in and do that job, it takes a specific person. I mean, I don't know. It just depends.
Right, but...
I'm happy somebody's here to agree with me, Danny. I'm happy you're here.
Yeah.
I'm normally getting teamed up on. Now we can tell Eric he's crazy.
I think that if you can't spend a week away from work, then they should probably find someone that can help.
Well, I mean, what about the people that spend, you know, could spend 10 years busting their ass working 7 days a week, yeah, 12 hours a day, but to cut that off at an early age just because you busted your ass for 10 years, would you be willing to do that?
I'm sorry, run that by me again. I was...
Say you bust your ass for 10 years.
Okay.
You work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. You don't have a life. You live and breathe your freaking job, but you do that to cut it off at an early age and you can retire early.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely. I'm down.
You okay with that?
But I'm down for that, depending on age, that I do that. And if I'm really retired at the end of that 10 years. Really retired, I'm defining that as being able to live off all the money that I've been able to set aside. And I can live off that interest from the money. Okay. I would absolutely do it. A decade. Now, I wouldn't do it at this point in my life because I'm 36. By the time I'm 46, I mean, shit. There's so much stuff that's just eliminated for me, right? So I wouldn't at this point in my life. But if I was 18 or even, hell, now that I'm 36, if I would have done it when I was 22 or 3, or that was, you know, feasible, I definitely would have done it. No question for me.
Gotcha.
None.
Yeah, maybe, like, if I could do that now. And not be old, maybe, but like 10 straight years and not do anything else.
Yeah.
Well, you can still do other things. You said 12-hour like, day, seven?
Yeah, 7 days a week. I mean, you're living and breathing work.
That's
how many hours?
12 hours a day.
Well, that's pretty shitty, but I still would do it, though, at 22 or something. Mm-hmm. But again, that's off of my brain now, right? That's not right. Off my brain when I was a 22-year-old kid, right? So that's the stuff that I know now. That's based off what I know now about life, not...
But, I mean, you're talking about your parents. I'm sure your parents are doing it just
not
because...
getting in the way.
Not just because they want to do it. They're just doing it because I'm sure they got an ultimate goal they're trying to reach financially, I'd say.
Yeah, retire at 63 or 64 or 5. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't... That system to me is absolutely crazy. People working for... Like, my dad's owned the shop now. Rolling right up on 27 years, right? Just spent a ridiculous amount of time at that shop.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's getting ready to retire. Sometime within the next 2 years, he'll be retired.
Right.
But he's 65. Mm-hmm. Or he will be if he waits 2 more years. He'll be 65.
Yeah, and then, you know, some people that work that long, they're scared to retire. You know, like, what the fuck am I going
to
do?
Trust me, dog. Homeboy ain't scared to retire. He's ready to get the fuck out of there.
Some people, I mean, I know multiple people that's retired in like a year or two. They're like, I'm just fucking sitting at home. I'm tired of fucking sitting at home. I want to go do something. I want to work.
I just think there's always money to be made. So
exactly.
Why not take time now?
Man, what a great choice. What a great choice to have on. This is going to work out great.
I think.
Yeah, I'm in total agreement. There is always money to be made. Like, people give me shit constantly because I quit these good jobs, like, from the outside looking in. I've quit really good jobs, but it's just not worth it to me. If I'm not happy doing it, and I don't have any responsibilities to speak of, I mean, I got to...
Right.
Yeah, exactly. God damn it, yes. Yeah, exactly. So, like, the railroad, that was my most recent really good job. I was working for the railroad. I lived in Kansas City working for the railroad. Bought an overpriced condo in a moment of stupidity. leased an overpriced condo in a moment of stupidity. So I didn't, could have saved up probably another $6,000 if I wouldn't have bought that or rented that condo. But the point is, I quit the railroad though because I just wasn't happy doing it any longer. And it circles back around to what I was saying earlier with the shortness of life. If I'm unhappy going to work every day, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing Uber and I'm making Uber Eats. I'm making plenty of fucking money, especially. Yeah.
Here?
No, I do. I drive down to Columbia and I work for like 12 hours every three or four times a week. I drive down to Columbia to do it for like 12 hours and it's more than enough money. So it goes to the point to what you're saying. There's money. There's always money to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And plus I'm not as brave ride. It is, because I'm a veteran and I have a college degree, so there's always going to be a job for me to get a job. Everybody fucking loves veterans because, I don't know, that patriotic bullshit. But and a, you know, my piece of paper, my frivolous piece of paper, as I call it, it gets me jobs as well. So I don't really have to worry about it, and that's a safety net for me, knowing that. But yeah, man, life's too short.
Yeah. So you ask quite a bit. Few people that question when you meet them? No?
I don't know. I just thought about it, I guess.
Mine's it. What was I don't even remember what the question was. We see, then that's what we want. Well, serendipitous conversation where it kind of flows in and out and everything.
What's the one question you can ask to really get to know a person? Or
yeah, that's right. And she said, do you live to work or mm-hmm. work to live? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. What's yours, Eric?
What's my what?
Your question.
What are you up to?
I was getting ready to say, what's your name? Because you were having trouble with that one.
What are you up to? Yeah.
Okay, and so it, how does that it, go, and good or bad?
It, and if they ramble on with this big dramatic story of how their freaking life has just gone to shit and what crying me a river, I know that this person's a drama queen and has a lot of issues. But if I say, hey, what's going on? And they're like, hey, not much, man. How are you? Now that's a chill guy or girl.
That's what you're looking for, eh?
That's right.
But what if they want to talk to you about like how they're feeling?
But somebody they just met? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I have a lot of guys come in and talk to me about how they're feeling.
You're working at a bar. Come on. Everybody's in there trying to wash away their sorrow.
Guys do that anyways.
You see more guys than females?
Oh hell, we want to wait, what you just said. Let's talk about that for a second. In general, you said guys do that a lot, come up to you and talk, start in general, like if they're trying to come up and, you know, spit at you a little bit, they're talking about their life sorrows to
sometimes
hit on you.
I don't know what they're trying to accomplish.
Well, come on, like, you know that they're trying to hit on you. Random guys just come up and talk to you, you know they're trying to hit on you.
I guess, but sometimes, yeah, they do just like ramble on about crazy things, and I've definitely had that happen a lot
more negative stories than positive stories.
Yeah. About how, like, they're so sad and they're just stuck here and they don't know. They can't find a good woman.
Yeah, they're totally hitting on you. But the, it reminds me of, like, I think it was in the middle of the summer, this guy who was recently divorced, he was going up and talking to this chick and he was hitting on her. And he thought talking about his divorce for some reason was a good conversation piece for this woman that he just met. And I'm just sitting here listening to it. I'm like, they were like right here next to me at this cookout. And I'm listening, kind of, you know, eavesdropping on her. I was like, this guy, what is fucking this guy doing? This is not the way, you know, this is not the path home, man. This is not it.
I had this guy come in and tell me he was crazy. And he's like, but I don't want to tell anybody I'm crazy.
Wait, do I know this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know exactly who the fuck that was, because he told me the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We were sitting there drinking, and he was talking to me, telling me all that shit. I was like, yeah, you know, we're all a little bit crazy, man. You know him too, Eric.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even in there a whole lot, and I know who you're talking
about. Yeah. Mine's definitely, do you believe in aliens? That is definitely my first question.
That's the first question you asked someone?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the first question.
I think you asked her that.
Yeah, that's what she just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, when I want to get to know somebody, that's the first thing that I want to know is if they believe in aliens or not.
Right.
Yeah. Because if they're not capable or even willing to have that conversation, I'm probably not, you know, we're probably not going to get along very well, because that's the type of shit that I like talking about.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I don't really care about the why. Or I don't really care about why they do or don't. I just care that they have a why. And she had the exact why that I have. I said, what'd you say? Do you remember what you said?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we did. You said the universe is too big.
I remember. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you said the universe
there's got to be something else out there.
Yeah, that's almost my exact answer. My answer is that the universe is too big. And astrophysicists say that there are more grains of sand on Earth than there are stars. Or there are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on Earth.
Yeah.
And every one of those stars has at least one planet revolving around them. So to believe that there's not other intelligent life, homeboy gonna take shit.
Oh boy.
Yeah. guys, our bathroom, my neighbor's bathroom is just on the other side of this wall, so if we're quiet here, we might get to hear him shit. Guys, shh, shh, shh.
I don't really want to hear this.
No. Well, you're going to hear it anyway. Come on. This will be fun. This will be fun for the viewers at home. No, he must just ran in there to grab something. He's not shitting. Yeah, but and there's at least one planet right around every one of those stars, and there's just the number of that is just so monumental. We can't even, our brains are too fucking small to even wrap our minds around that number. So there has to be some intelligent life form around.
Yeah.
Some of that, some of the, are on one of those planets, at least one of them. So there's got to be alien life form.
If there's that many planets, there's definitely going to be something.
Whether it's like a bacteria or just a different type of something that's in the dirt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit more stringent on my definition of alien life form than that, but I think intelligent life, I think there has to be. I guess I should probably amend it, the question, rather than just do you really believe in aliens, I should say intelligent life form. Yeah. And then, we started talking about fucking on. That's where the nickname came from, because then we started talking about the Anunnaki. Anyway, we've spoken about that stuff before. Let's pivot. What are we talking about next, guys?
I don't know. I didn't get the list like you guys did.
Well, you don't ever pay attention to it anyway, man.
You're right.
I sent you a list of like 50 things, and then you sent me back a list of 6. And I was like, hey, I said, why don't you send me 10 or 15 that you like? Eric sends me back fucking 6.
No, I wrote the top 6, and I actually only listed 5.
No, you sent the last one afterwards. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that what I did?
You know what? Let's start with that one. get into the email here. But let's see. I got to pull it up. Why don't you guys talk for a second? Boo, 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 boo. It's on you guys.
Talk away, Danny. What you got?
Okay, well, you asked what confuses me most about men.
Hey, that was on the questions, yeah. Well, let's jump that question. Let's get it verbatim here real quick. What confuses the most? Yeah, I guess essentially. What about the opposite sex confuses you the most? Yeah. So, see, Eric, that's what a co-host does. Thank you again, Danny.
You're welcome. I think that, there's a lot of things that confuse me about men.
Because yeah, but the so most.
Weird. But, like, why do they only want to express their feelings whenever it's convenient for them? Or they don't at all, and then they expect you to.
I don't know. Why do we do that, Eric? Let's try to give her honest feedback here. Because we expect honest back from
we
you.
We do that. Yeah. I do that shit all the time.
I believe you.
But I don't know why I do it.
I don't think I know either. No. Why do I not? Do I not? I don't, yeah. That's actually been a pretty big complaint of mine in past relationships, that I don't emote enough. That's how it's been verbalized at me. I don't emote enough.
Emote.
Yeah.
Emote?
Emote. Well, it's one specific one. Sam. Did you ever meet Sam?
Mm-mm.
Sam. She always said that I didn't emote enough. And then, I mean, Summer said the same thing, really. Summer was always telling me it's to some sort. To some extent. I don't know, man. I think it's if... This might be a tough answer. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is. Here's my opinion. Well, Eric's married, though, and so I guess this would just be for me. I think that if guys aren't really, really invested, then they won't do it. But if they are invested, they'll do it. I think that's probably the fucking truth. And that's definitely the truth with me. So let's leave it at that. I'm only speaking for myself here because Eric just said that he doesn't, and he's been married for fucking 18 years. So something like, how long have you guys been married? 16, 17 years?
16.
17 in January?
17 in next May.
Oh, I thought, no, he was born in January. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that's definitely for me. I do if I'm invested and I'm into the chick, but if I don't, if it's not as serious for me.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're saying in order for her to find that guy that does do that, she's got to wait a while for that relationship?
No, I'm saying that I guess to follow up on that, it's a good thing Eric asked that follow-up question, because the second part of that would be, but then when we do, you guys run us off. You lose respect for us and you run us off.
Mm.
Mm.
It's too emotional of a guy. And then it's not attractive anymore because...
No, that's not true.
Absolutely. Tell me it's not true. Yeah. This is what it's about. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Because we want you to talk to us and tell us how you're feeling.
To what extent? Certainly not to an extent that, like, you talk to your girlfriends. Am I wrong? Or you disagree with that part, too? Or what percentage?
It depends. Like, how well do we know each other?
Okay, see, so this is it then. This is it then. If guys do it, and then you're going to think he's a soy boy or sissy bitch, and then you're going to run him off. You're going to lose. You might not do it intentionally, but you're going to do it inadvertently. Hmm. That's my opinion, yeah.
Hmm. Well, usually it's the guy that approaches.
Sure.
And then they're, like, not interested anymore because of that.
Not interested anymore because of what?
They don't want to show emotion.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying. What are you thinking there? Why'd you spit that out towards me?
Because, like you say, the guys aren't invested. That's why they don't want to show emotion.
Mm-mm. No, I say the guys that are invested, the guys that are down, they're the ones that will share is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the opposite, that when the guys don't do it, they're just not that invested in the relationship. They're not. Yeah, they just don't really care that much.
But why did they approach you in the first place?
For sex.
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm. All right.
This is about truth on here, honesty.
Yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about men, because they can't even be honest about that either.
That is a big trouble. You know, that's been, you know, getting really truthful here. That's
yeah, but would you want them to be that
yes,
honest?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How do you know that I don't want the same thing?
I just don't see majority. I mean, I've been out of the game for a long time, but I just don't see the majority of women be like, you know, you just meet and you'd be like, hey, you want to go fuck?
If that's what they're actually just wanting, I don't want to think that you actually like me if you don't.
Hmm.
Well, you don't want to hear that right off the bat.
Well, not right off the bat.
Yeah, that's not what she's saying.
Okay.
She's saying after a little bit, don't keep dragging it on.
Yeah.
After you know that this is the ceiling for what we got going on here, and the conversation gets brought up, correct me if where I'm misspeaking for you, because I am speaking for you, but when you know that the ceiling, you know what the ceiling is specifically, right? You should be honest about that and let them know whenever the topic comes up next. Let them know, hey, this is it. This is, you know, be tactful and everything about it. But say, I'm just, you know, I'm not really. That's not really what I got in mind here. Hmm. I'm looking for something more casual with you, or whatever it may be. Now, correct me. I just spoke for you, so tell me where I said that wrong.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to orient yourself. And I've made that mistake. And I'm speaking from fucking experience, fucking that up. I've made that mistake on two serious occasions in the past, and it led to me taking a long time off. A part of the reason I took a long time off from dating was for that reason. I kept making the same mistakes with women, and these women, they would get really attached to me, but I would always kind of just keep them at arm's length, and I wasn't being honest with them. I was going along with it, and in one of these cases, I was actually the one that made her my girlfriend. Like, I brought it up and asked her to be my girlfriend. The other case, it was her, and I liked her enough to do that, but she had other things in mind, and I wasn't forthright enough with her, with where the ceiling was. But on the second one, I was way more guilty because I pursued the relationship, and then I still did that. And she just got really attached, and she kept getting a hold of me for a long time after that. I hurt her, and it was me just being a fucking knucklehead.
Yeah.
And then, I took full ownership for this. We've spoken candidly about this on past episodes. I took a long time off from women, and again, that wasn't the original reason. I just got tired of dealing with women for had just terrible relationship after terrible relationship, so I had to take time off and fucking figure out what was going on, and that's what I got out. That's on the other side. I came out seeing some really dumb, avoidable mistakes that I made. I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Yeah, it should be stated early and clearly what's
long term. What your long term or short term?
Yeah, when the conversation comes up, right? Like, what is this, or where are we going here? What, you know? Because the conversation always gets brought up, right? Somebody brings the conversation.
Like, how soon does that conversation get brought up these days?
My last relationship, it got brought up really quick.
Really?
Yeah. If somebody's really just trying to fuck you, then obviously it's going to come up pretty soon.
Like the same day or the next day, that soon?
Within a few weeks.
Yeah, it oftentimes you know, though. You know instantly what the connection is. Yeah. Certainly after the first time you hook up, you know what the connection is. Because there's just an energy between people. If the energy's there, it's there. If it's not, you know it. You might want to still keep hooking up with them or something. But, yeah, that's where you just got to be honest, though, man. But, yeah, no, it sucks so bad when you're not on the same side. And what sucks the worst when you think you guys are on the same level and you think, and then all of a sudden the fucking rug gets yanked out from underneath one of the other person's people. And then you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened here? I thought we were just trucking down the interstate here. And, no, there's an exit. Ripped off to the side. Yeah, that's probably what sucks the most.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Right on.
Don't you think, yeah. Eric? Your vast dating experience?
If you all say so.
Oh.
If you all say so.
Yeah.
And another one is, if you're going out with men, they're always, like, in a hurry to get there, don't care how they're getting home, and no plan as to what's going on. Mm. No DD, no nothing.
Yeah, that's...
They're just always on their way. Like, hurry up, let's go.
The big...
But women... They're not like that.
Yeah, the big complaint, no plan. I always hear that from women. Like men not having any plan at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
That's funny because it's just the opposite of me. I got to have a plan. If we got a plan for the weekend, I want to know in detail what we're doing at 12, what we're doing about 3 o'clock, what we're doing for lunch, what we're doing for dinner. I hate going just to a place just to freaking go and have no idea what the plan is. Or what the reason is why we're going there. Just like, I can't take it.
I'm not sure.
But my wife, she'll, you know, whatever.
You wanna zoom in on me a little bit? Your head keeps getting in the way.
Okay.
Yeah, just zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
You're the one closest to it, Eric. Yeah, perfect. That should do it. So what do you mean, though, like on a plan? Are you just talking about dates? Like when somebody asks you to hang out and they don't have a plan when they ask you to hang out? They just... Or what are you talking about specifically with a plan?
Like, say you're going out to the bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because this just happened to me, like, last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go out with men, they're like, come on, let's go. And don't care about how they're getting home. And they're like, oh, well, I'll be the best drunk driver. It'll be me. And then, but women, they make plans. And then they're like, well, we can't go out yet because it's too early. And we got to get ready. And... We have to find a DD. We have to figure out what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Men aren't like that. They're always in a hurry to go.
I think men just go to...
And don't care.
They know that they're going to get drunk and that's their goal.
Yeah.
No matter where they are or where they're at.
We're already going there. Can't you just wait? Make the plan?
Hey, I'm not with you on this one.
No?
What? Oh, my God.
No, yeah, no, I don't understand.
Lots of my guy friends do that to me.
Yeah, I don't understand. I really don't understand what the complaint is here, actually. Maybe run this by me again.
Like, so, first off, we're coming... How are we coming home?
Somebody's going to drive drunk.
Just, yeah.
It's kind of an important question, you know.
They don't plan
to get home.
What do you mean they don't plan? They plan on driving drunk
driving
home.
Drunk home, yes.
Yeah, that's what the plan is.
That's not a good plan.
I agree, Danny. That's a horrible plan.
I'm not saying it's a good plan. I'm saying that's what their plan is. Your head's still in the fucking shot. Eric. God
damn. It's fine. It's fine.
But it's still a plan, though.
But
so you're just pissed off that guys are dangerous? They do dangerous things?
Yes.
Is that what you're pissed off about here?
I don't understand why they're so dangerous either.
Testosterone, young lady. It makes us do fucking dumb things.
Why?
Because, you know, Adam or God plucked... One of Eve's atoms, and then, you know, one of Adam's. Yeah, fuck it. God, that's why.
Men are always...
Communication is key, says Elaine. Hey, girl, thanks for watching. First-time commenter. Appreciate it. How you living? Are you still bartending out there at that one bar? I'm going to stop by sometime if you are. I'm in Columbia every weekend.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Elaine Crow. She was a bartender at a bar I used to go to in Columbia. She said communication is key. I agree. Communication is key. I fucked that up in the past quite a bit, too. Boy, oh boy, have I.
Me?
Oh, she actually knows one of the exes I was talking about, too. Uh-oh. What the fuck were we talking about here? Guys not... Oh, guys, testosterone. So yeah, it's testosterone, man. We do stupid shit. We do stupid shit because of testosterone. You know, like... Come on, man. We're reckless. We do dumb stuff. Okay, but it's still the plan. I'm refuting, totally refuting that we don't have a plan. We have a plan.
So do you do this multiple times with the same guy?
Go out?
Yeah. And knowing that he's going to be like this?
Well, yeah, I have a few friends that don't make plans. So, yeah.
So you know what the result is and you go along with it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
They planned on doing it, so why can't I come?
Whatever.
Hypocrite.
They're already doing it, so I might as well come too.
But you don't have testosterone to blame on it. Shame on you. We got a comment.
I still wanna have fun.
We got a comment here. Not all women are that way. I know plenty of women who don't plan for DD. They just go out and plan on how to get with no plan. Go out with no plan on how to get home. Oh. I agree with them. Like, that happens a lot with women too. I think you're just different that you don't want to drive drunk.
I don't want to drive drunk.
Yeah, I think you're a rare breed.
Cool, that's cool.
Thank you.
Just doesn't want to drive drunk.
No. And then maybe Elaine. It's just me.
Oh, it sucks, Elaine. I would have stopped by and said hello sometime. Teacher, huh? What, a preschool teacher? What type of teacher? Anyway, yeah. What are we talking about next, guys? That was fun. We didn't answer the question.
Yeah. You got to tell me what can...
What confuses me the most about women? I'm gonna think about this. What let Eric, the married guy, go.
What confuses me the most is to here's a good example. So we both have the day off, and she kind of hints around, hey, you know, let's go out and do something. I'm like, all right, I'm down. What do you got planned? What do you want to go do? Oh, I don't know. You know, you decide. And you ramp off a couple of things. No, I don't really want to do that. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Just let me know what you want to do, and we'll go do it. You know, 3-4 hours later. Hey, so are we not doing nothing? No, you haven't decided what you wanted to do. What? And then that night, she's talking to someone else, not you. She's talking to either a parent or a friend or a child. I was like, well, you know, we had plans, but your father didn't want to take me anywhere or go do anything. What? I mean, what did I miss here? I said I'll go do whatever you want, but I guess what confuses me is how am I supposed to read their mind to know what they want to go do?
Well, you gave her options.
Huh?
You gave her options?
Yeah, I gave her some choices, and then she shot them down, but I was like, okay, I gave you choices. You give me some. She didn't give me none.
Let me get in here real quick. That's definitely true. Women do that shit. Why do women do that?
If you're giving her options, then I can't really answer that because...
It's like, from the guy's perspective, women want us to be mind readers. Like, and I understand that women, the natural flow, right, the dynamic between men and women is men take the lead, women, you know, follow. And that's why they don't want to say it. But, I mean... After so many years, why don't you just fucking say it? Or so much time together, just say what you want to do.
Well, I personally would. And
I think I might believe that. Yeah. She might be assertive enough. Yeah.
And if you're giving me options, then I'm probably going to pick one.
Hmm.
But
you ever heard any of your girlfriends complaining about this? Like their guy saying shit like that? Like doesn't ever want to do anything, and then you guys get deeper in the conversation, and you find out that actually he did... want to do like 3 or 4 different things, but couldn't decide. And has any of your girlfriends vented about that to you?
Nobody would admit to that.
So I think you just admitted that women do that. That's what you just admitted that women do that.
I don't think that I don't do that, because if you're giving me options, then like I want to go. I want to do whatever you want to do. But.
Oh, they do the same.
If you're not giving any options, then...
They do the same thing about fucking dinner, too. What do you want to eat? Oh, I don't care. All right, well, let's go to Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
No, I don't really want to. All right, well, then what do you want to do? I don't know. You want to go to Mexican? No. Well, what about Texas Roadhouse? Okay. And you get there, and you're eating, and she's like, oh, I was kind of craving a quesadilla from Mexican. Why the fuck didn't you say so?
See, I think that men usually are the, I don't know, like, what do you want to eat? Mm-mm. Well, I don't know. And then that's why they're asking you, because...
Are you sure it's I don't know or I don't care?
Or I don't
care. That's two completely different answers. I don't know and I don't care are two completely different answers. I don't care means you say something, first thing you say, that's where we're eating. That's guy code right there. I just broke that shit down for you. if a guy says, I don't care, name exactly where you want to go to eat at, that's where you guys are going to eat at.
Okay, well...
Just, you I say mean, the exactly where you want to or what you want to do. And like Eric, if he just would have said, I don't care, and, you know, women understand I don't care means exactly what you want to do, that's where they would have went. Mm-hmm. The first thing she said, that's where they would have went.
Simple. Anyway, that's what confuses me.
Adam, go ahead.
I just can't say that if with options that that's.
No, right? I give him options. I give her options. I thought that's, you know.
Now, he loves options. You, Sugar. He's
I mean,
not.
I give her options, but I mean, just pick one.
Sugar, he loves you. He's just saying.
I personally am more able to pick something if there's options. If you're giving me a whole variety of things, then, like, I don't know. Then I really don't know.
So, okay, that's helpful. So what would be easiest for you to choose, a this or that or a this, that, or the other?
Yes. Well, both. Either.
So how many choices are overwhelming then? Like, what number can
all
we get
of them.
Up to?
If you're just saying, where do you want to eat, then I'm going to be like, well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I missed that part then. Yeah, I was looking over and reading comments. I missed the first part of that. So you're just saying, give me two or three options and then.
Yeah, but he said he gave her options.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She still didn't know.
Yeah, I missed the first part where you're saying because I was looking at the screen. We got a couple comments here. Adam says, yes, Eric, great topic. And he says, if you ever figure that out, what the hell the answer is to that one, let me know. See, it's common. Women do that all the time.
See, I don't know, because if you give me some options, I'll pick one, because then I know that you want to eat at one of these places.
Well, that's rare.
I think.
That's rare, Danny.
I say just pay attention to their Facebook on what they want to do. Just watch what she's always posting on Facebook, like wanting to go to this or that, and then say that.
Or then you just tell her, we're going here, and then you leave.
Sometimes that works, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it does work, and they're like, okay, let's go.
There you go. Did you hear that one, Adam? That might be a tip. Say, listen here, woman. This is where we're going.
Yeah.
Load up.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, sometimes they don't even want to know. They just, you know, surprise me.
That too.
Yeah, and you roll up to the dollar menu at McDonald's, they're like.
No.
Not exactly, but yeah. Is Facebook stalking your thing, Sid? It absolutely is. I mean, people post stuff that they're interested in there. Wait, when else have I mentioned Facebook? Did I mention it on the air that I was Facebook stalking you?
I don't think so.
How'd you know that, Adam? You son of a bitch. How'd you know that I Facebook stalked the shit out of people?
Well, you just talked about that. You got Facebook stalk people to know their interest.
Yeah, but I mean, he's saying it like is Facebook stalking your thing, Sid? It is, actually, but I mean, whatever, man. What's mine? The thing that confuses me the most about women.
So many of them, huh?
Man, my God. The female mind. I think, we've spoken about this on recent episodes, too. JB told me, she's a friend of ours, mutual friend of ours from high school. And she told me, this was like, I was already in the military, so I was like 20 or something. But she said, I was asking her for opinion. On a relationship of mine or a fling or whatever. And she said, I said, I don't know why you're spending all this time and effort trying to understand women. I'm a woman and I don't even understand myself.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's probably more things about women I don't understand than men.
See, okay, I think that's my answer. It's so impossible to figure it out.
Yeah.
I think that's what's so frustrating to me. It's just impossible to figure it out. So, and I'm such a logically minded person. It's impossible, and it just drives me fucking crazy because I can't figure it out.
Sometimes we can't figure it out.
Yeah, I know. That's what JB told me, and I can't embrace it because, again, I just can't detach from...
You can't figure out other women or yourself?
Well, just...
Eric?
You've interrupted me millions of times. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to turn down your mic.
Both.
Now you're down. It's impossible. Yeah, impossible for me to detach that part because... I'm just so logically minded, I can't detach myself from trying to figure it out. And then when I can, it drives me absolutely fucking crazy. So that's it. That's my one, is that Yeah. That doesn't make any rhyme or reason. You can't connect the dots between the actions. That's it. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I got nothing.
Oh, now you've got nothing. Now Sid's not talking. Eric's got nothing to say. All right. I think that was our first topic off the list. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's nice serendipitous. We're 44 minutes in, 45 minutes in. Yeah. No more comments. All right. Why don't you guys talk for a second? We're going to go over here and look at the list.
Mm. All right. What else you got, Danny?
Hit me with something.
Oh, I asked her this one at the bar. What actor played a character so well that you can't watch them in any other show or movie without seeing them as that character?
You asked her this already?
Yeah, at the bar.
I'm going to have to go with any of the Marvel guys, like Captain America. I don't know his name. Mm-hmm. Iron Man. I don't know his name.
That's a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
Iron Man is. I said Walter White.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I can't see him as anybody else.
Gotcha.
Can't do it. What'd you say? Who'd you say?
Well, I thought about it, and I thought of somebody else.
Who?
Morgan Freeman, because he's always like God.
God Almighty? Or, no, it was whatever Almighty. Who was that? What was that movie? Something Almighty.
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I said, too. The guy that plays Bruce.
Yeah, you said... Yeah. But out of what movie? Was it out of that movie or was it out of a different movie?
Yeah, that's out of that movie.
Yeah.
What about you? Oh, you had the Breaking Bad.
Yeah, mine was definitely the Breaking Bad guy. I'll never be able to see. I can't even remember his name now, but I'll never. But then for him, it was a lot of people because he was in Malcolm in the Middle, and a lot of people will never be able to see him as not the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. So it ruined Breaking Bad for him because they're like, this doesn't work.
See, I never watched it, so.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Me neither.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
I watched some of it.
I've watched that so many times.
You have like a favorite series you liked or you're still watching?
I like Shameless.
Shameless?
Hmm. Or Law and Order.
Law and Order? Yeah. SVU?
Yeah.
Hmm. Right on.
What's the funniest way you've been injured?
So, go ahead, Danny.
No, you can go.
Well, I was playing King of the Hill on a deck, and I lost. He threw me over the rail, and I fell and snapped my wrist. I lost.
That's horrible.
Oh, that was when you were still on Burke Street, right? Down the second circle?
I believe, yeah. Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Second circle.
Down the first circle.
It was the second circle. This podcast almost got named the second circle. Or was it the first circle?
Well, it was the first circle because it was the right one.
Yeah. I never looked up names. The first circle was already taken, so we didn't name it the first circle. Mm-hmm. Like, it was known as something. We didn't even think about the second circle. That would have been just as good of a name.
Yeah.
What's yours?
One time when I was little, I had a cinder block, and I put a skinny board on it. I tried to ride my bike over it.
Nice.
And I flipped over. And it was not a good time.
My story was actually quite similar to that. It was over at Nick Steve, for anybody who's listening, before I know Nick Steve. We were at his backyard, and they had like a little mezzanine thing, or I don't even remember what it's, terrace. So it was like 3 feet off the ground, the terrace was. It was like a 3-foot drop off. And then we put a ramp up on there, and I had a 10-speed or something, and everybody was jumping it, and we were slowly just making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And nobody would go off this one height except my dumb ass decided to. And I'm just trucking down there, man. I get it. I'm going. I land. And then when I land, my right hand grabs the front brake. And I just go, boom. My shoulder wasn't right, dude. I spit up blood. I was not right. That's probably the worst that I've been injured.
Yeah, kids don't do that stuff anymore.
Sadly. You know, I was.
My kid does.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I was in Columbia, working, and there was a kid. There were some kids out riding bicycles. Cause it caught my eye, too. I was like, that's rare that you see kids running around and stuff.
Well, I mean, people are so scared these days to let them out. You know, out of their sight. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't mention the one with Adam.
We already mentioned it, so I wanted to
try on an earlier podcast. Adam Johnson, by the way, that's who we're thinking of. Yeah, his sister commented, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt. There's a few of those types of stories.
Yeah. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Cows.
Cows?
Yeah, you ever see them just like staring at you whenever you walk up?
Touche.
And like, what are they thinking?
Yeah. Like, what's this motherfucker doing? Yeah.
If you're not there to feed them, then they're usually not going to be nice, so.
I'm never going to look at the cow the same. Yeah, because they're always just
You walked near one before? Like up close to one? I totally know what she's talking about with them eyeballing.
Yeah, they just kind of like stare you down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
It is a good answer. I would have never thought about a cow either.
Yeah, you think of like a lion or some shit.
Well, I thought about a lion too.
Hmm. I always wonder what my husky says. He could be an asshole.
No, he's too dumb to be an asshole. That fucking dodo bird. That dog is dumb. I hate that fucking dog, man.
He misses you, Sid. You should come out and pet him sometime.
Yeah, I'll pet him right in his fucking mouth.
What?
I hate that dog.
Why?
You meet the dog.
That's why we're at this location, really. We was at another location, and we moved because of my dog.
Aw.
Dog's a fucking asshole. You don't train dogs, they end up like being assholes. That's what it is. Huh. Mine's definitely Honey Badger.
How does he look like an asshole?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Well, I mean, he looks sweet.
Yeah, see?
Sweetie. He looks sweet. I got a puppy, though, too, and he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, what kind of puppy?
I think he's mixed with Pitbull, and he looks like Beethoven. So maybe a St. Bernard, but we're not really sure.
I mean, big dog.
Yeah, big dog. He looks big already.
Yeah.
Mine's Honey Badger, without a doubt. What the hell's going on?
Little Honey Badger, yeah.
Yeah, Honey Badger. Honey Badger don't give a fuck. Mm-mm. Honey Badger definitely be the biggest asshole.
Hmm.
I mean, what fucks with Honey Badger, dude? What eats those things?
Nothing.
Fucking nothing. What do they eat? Everything. You've seen the video, right? Honey Badger don't give a fuck? Or Honey Badger don't give a shit?
I think I have seen that one.
Oh, it's so hilarious. It's got this flamboyantly gay guy narrating it. It's so hilarious.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, hell yeah. We know what we're doing on the end of this episode, guys. We are pulling up the Honey Badger one. Yeah, look at first thing that pops up. Ain't that just great? Yeah, we'll watch it at the end. What we got? What's our next one here? How would you define the internet in one sentence?
It's very resourceful, but very consuming.
Very consuming as in we spend too much time using it? Yeah, I know, right?
We're doing everything with it.
Yeah, we're getting so dependent and everything.
Yeah.
And also, like, with social media and how it fucks up our mind. You watch any of those videos that talk about it in depth, or you just talking about it? Obviously, you can see it.
I haven't watched any videos.
But you can just understand from seeing how people behave and everything that it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucks with us, man.
You use your internet for basically everything.
Yeah.
And people are always on their phones.
Yeah. Every little ding...
Yeah.
And then they're sitting there when they post something, a picture, you know, they're sitting there, see how many likes they had. Why don't anybody fucking liking the picture? And then they get all hurt about it, get all depressed about it. And then, yeah. What do you got, Eric?
I mean, I think it's a good, good thing to be, it's a good resource for awareness.
Well, messed that up, guys. Sorry, Eric, go ahead.
For awareness. You know, look at it this way. I mean,
what was your one sentence? I interrupted you again. I'm beginning to understand what you flipped out for a second ago. What was your one sentence?
Good resource for awareness.
Okay.
Just because, look at the, for example, if we was having this election back in the 70s, I wouldn't be able to be aware of all the scandalous bullshit that both parties are doing right now. I wouldn't be aware of, I guess it'd be really hard for me to determine who I would vote for.
Yeah. I like that shit.
Yeah.
What was the one sentence again? A great tool for awareness?
Yeah.
Great tool for awareness. Yeah.
What do you think of the internet?
Man, mine's so shallow compared to your guys's. Your guys's were so great. Oh. I was going to say, porn. I mean, that's like a great porn resource.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean,
it is.
I mean, back in the day, would they have Hustler, Playboy? That's it.
Well, that's recent day. Like back in the day, what'd they have? You know, like ankles like with walking, have? Women walking by, like showing their ankles on the street. Like, that's what they had, right? Now we got like everything you can think of at our fingertips.
Yeah.
Bitches getting tied up. Whatever.
That's everything. True.
Yeah. Everything you think of, man.
Fisting.
Let's not talk about this again. You want to hear the story?
About fisting? I don't think I do.
All right. That's a good one. I'm just saying.
I mean, you can tell me if you want.
Check out episode whatever it was. Yeah.
It's whether or not you want to hear. It's not whether or not. I like telling the story, frankly. But if you want to hear it, I will share it. But if you don't want to hear it, then if it's going to offend your little girl ears, then. So this is what happened. I made a friend in Colombia. This old guy, he's like 68 or something at this time. No, he's like 67. And he says, Sid, you should come to this BDSM meeting with me.
What?
Not your story. And I was like, all right, I'm down. So we go to this BDSM meeting. Go to a couple more. I get on the Facebook of BDSM Lifestyle, which is called Fet Life. Start chatting up the ladies. And I hang out with this one chick. We kick it once, I think. And then the second time we kick it, she says, do you want to fist me? And I didn't want to seem like a bitch.
What?
So I'm like, yes, I do. Yes. Yes, let's do this. Well, I'm on a BDSM website, right? I mean, kinky shit is expected.
So this was a chat? Just a.
It's like a face, just like Facebook.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's seriously, like it's Facebook for the kink scene, the BDSM scene.
Okay.
So I say, yeah. And so we're sitting there just soaking my hand in lube. And then, this is the proper technique. I think everybody at home's already seen this. But she taught me this. You do this.
She taught you this.
Yeah. I never fisted a young lady before. I needed to be taught. She taught me. She took me under her wing. Just right there. She took me under her wing. And, and so sitting here and I'm putting my hand inside her.
Uh-huh.
And it's the most disgusting fucking thing I'd ever done in my life. It was terrible.
Oh my God.
I didn't get to the wrist, so it wasn't a full fist. But, but that's right, Elaine. That's who it was. She knows the guy. She knows the guy that took me to the BDSM meetings. So again, I didn't get to the fist, so it wasn't a whole wrist. Or I didn't get the wrist, so it wasn't a whole fist. But I couldn't hook up with her again.
Why?
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. Yeah.
We see what you're using the internet for.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Jimbo. I met him in real life. He took me to the scene. And then I went to Spanksgiving. That was a fun experience.
Spanksgiving.
Yeah. But, yeah, I kicked it with her one more time, but I could never hook up with her again. I just couldn't do it. It was too weird.
So you looked it up, or did she tell you that they like that just because of the feel of the stretch?
Well, we had this conversation. We had a great conversation, actually, or open communication.
Yeah.
She said she likes the stretch. Yeah, she had these fucking massive dildos, man. And she had them posted on her profile, on her BDSM or Fet Life profile.
Yeah.
She didn't ever show her face on there, but she would show everything else, like these. I'm talking about definitely bigger than that cup.
What?
I mean, yeah. Hold your cup up there. Yeah, show people at home. Like, it's definitely bigger than that cup, guys. Like, it was, she would stick these things inside her. I was terrified. But until I actually tried to stick my fist in her, it didn't matter. But the pictures I didn't care about, right? But it's just something like being there and just, oh, my God, I'm reliving it. It was so terrible, man.
That,
something
else.
It was something else. I don't think I'll ever do it again. I know that's at
you
least
don't
one.
Think?
I mean, if it's the right girl. but it was not what I was looking for. I didn't know that at the time. I mean, that's really why I was on the BDSM website, right? Try new shit and everything. And I tried a lot of new shit with her, but man, that was my line.
Yeah, I'm into new shit, but that's something weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything's weird, right, to somebody. The other shit that you do is probably weird to people, too. yeah. Well, where do we go from here?
I don't even remember what the topic was. Internet.
No, somebody said something about... I think Eric mentioned fisting this time. Normally, it's fucking Adam or Justin. Somebody else always typically mentions it.
That's twice I've mentioned it with both female guests. Yeah, I find it funny.
Did you mention it last episode or first one with Ashley? Somebody else mentioned it, the last one, I believe. Somebody else mentioned it was the first one with Ashley. Yeah. So it got brought up every fucking time with Ashley, or both times.
Well, in the previous shows, we tried like 3 or 4 times, but the audio kept messing up, and so we could never put it on there.
So, oh, I forgot about that.
So I've heard the story like 12 times now, but I still don't get old.
Yeah, we tried. It was third time was a charm. Yeah. We tried on episode 3, like episode 7, and then finally it got mentioned when AJ was on, episode 12, I think it was, 11 or 12.
I'm glad I could be here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're the one who said you wanted to hear it. I mean, I don't. We can rewind the tape. You said it.
I'm interested in what other people are into.
Yeah, I know. That stuff, that's why I went to Spanksgiving. Because just seeing the broad range of what people do sexually is fucking fascinating, man. I thought I was somewhat exploring. Fuck no. I didn't even scratch the surface of the shit that I did with that chick. So not even scratch the surface.
They did it there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They ran out the whole hotel.
Okay.
And the conference rooms, they set them up as dungeons and shit. Medical play rooms, rope play rooms. Oh, it's really worth it just to go once because it's such a fucking experience. It's like Disneyland, right? Like, you got to go once just to experience it. So, it's yeah, it's in around the St. Louis area. It's actually coming up. Coming up in, weekend before Thanksgiving every year. Spanksgiving.
So, do you think that was a thing, like, back in the day? Or do you think that the internet's caused this sort of thing just because we're, you know, people's getting on those porn sites and being exposed to all this stuff so often?
It's a good question. I think it's we went dark somewhere. Maybe we didn't. Something happened. What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it. That's a good question. I think it's definitely because we're getting desensitized sexually. So people need crazier and crazier shit to start getting getting the rocks off.
Right.
You know, they're other happy bits. What do you think? Why do you think that? Do you think it's becoming more prevalent, like Eric said, or do you think it's just always been there? It was just hidden, kind of covered up?
I think it's always been there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. To the extent it is now? Like they're having Spanksgivings?
Well.
They have a spring one, too. I forget what they call that one.
Maybe not altogether, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
I definitely think people.
You getting nervous over there? You're fiddling with shit.
Sorry.
Nope, I'm just saying.
I think that people were probably into that stuff before, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
That was a good question, though.
What else you got, Sid?
A lot.
All right.
Yeah.
Have we passed through all you guys' questions?
No, have not. What advice would you give? This wasn't on the list, but what advice would you give to guys? Like, what they always keep fucking up when they come up and try to talk to you or when you guys are seeing one another? What's the one thing that all guys seem to do they just don't fucking get? Like, what advice would you give to a guy when they're trying to develop a relationship at any stage with a woman? Or maybe in every stage, I don't know.
Confidence?
Well,
no.
Usually, if they're approaching you, then they seem confident.
Okay.
But.
Should have given.
Come back to me.
Yeah, should have given you time to think about this. well, with women, what? learn what guys are attracted to and behave that way.
And behave that way.
Yeah.
Because we really, you think we really care what men want?
What you're trying to get with a guy, right?
Well.
I don't, let me elaborate on that because I understand how that came out. when people oftentimes, guys that have terrible game, right, they will behave when they're talking to a woman, trying to attract a woman, they'll behave in ways that they find, they'll display behaviors that they find attractive in women. And when women are interested in a guy, they'll behave in ways, they'll behave in ways that they find attractive in men. And the two things do not mesh, right? They don't mesh at all. So you're displaying traits that you might not even necessarily have and are completely contradictory to what you're trying to achieve, if that makes sense. It doesn't make sense. Ask me questions here.
Like, you think that we are doing things like men?
I think, yes, when I think women do that sometimes. And men, this isn't a, I'm just saying, women do it when they're attracted to a guy. They'll behave in ways, they'll try to distribute personality traits that they want to see in another man, right? Because they just don't know any better. That those aren't the same traits that men find attractive, and vice versa. When men are trying to attract a woman, oftentimes they'll display the same traits that they find attractive in a woman, but a woman doesn't find those traits. Doesn't find those traits attractive. That's what I'm saying. Does that make more sense?
Yeah. I just don't know if I agree completely.
That's fine, yeah.
Because I don't know. Sometimes, usually I don't care, like, if that man actually does like me. So that's probably why I'm single still. But I just don't go out of my way to think about what that man wants. Because
you tell me that your behavior never changes depending on who's around?
Well,
or let's say more specifically, if attractive men are around that you're specifically attracted to, you're telling me you don't behave differently? No.
Well, is she by herself or are there females around?
Yeah.
If there's other females around you, do you kind of try to, I don't know, do you act different? No, not really?
I don't go out of my way to talk to men. if there's an attractive man, probably not going to talk to him.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. It's more on a subconscious level. I'm not even saying that it's a con- although sometimes it's blatantly obvious. I've seen it it's easy to pick out. Certainly you've seen it. Guys start behaving differently when they're clearly interested in somebody, and women start behaving differently when they're clearly interested in a guy.
Like being more out there.
What do you mean, being more out there? It's too broad. Ugh. Too broad of a stroke. What do you mean, being out there?
I don't know what you mean. Like, oh. I don't think.
Well, jumping back to what I was originally saying with the differences in behaviors. Like, for instance, women are attracted typically to guys who have high social status, right? So, oftentimes, women will try to display that same trait, high social status. Guys don't give a shit about that, though. So, some
women.
Sometimes
they do.
I'm always talking generalities here. In general, guys don't. And I would say only the guys that have had shit happen to them do. But we don't care about that in general, right? So when we see women do that, we're thinking, and especially if she's going up to other guys, we're like, well, she knows a lot of these fucking guys around here, right? So like, what the fuck? What's her past, you know? Has that one been in or two? That one been in? All right. But women like a guy especially a guy that other women want. Women are attracted to that. High social status, women are really attracted to. So stuff like that is what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
It's where men and women are attracted to completely different things. And a lot of times women try to display the things they find attractive in men, and men try to display those things that they find attractive in women. Like, men will go out of their way not to talk to a woman friend in a bar because they don't want to see a chick that they're out with talk to a female or a guy friend of theirs. That stuff like that is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that. Because what was the original question?
Who cares at this point?
But yeah, I definitely kind of agree with that, I guess, now that you, because we, I don't know, we just, some girls want you to notice them.
Sure.
What are we? I don't know.
Fuck, what was the real question?
What the hell was the question? What the real question was.
I don't know either. We kind of went, we went left and right there. What the fuck was the question? I think that was a random one.
Advice.
Oh, yeah. What advice would you give to, yeah, yeah. That's what it was. What advice would you give to the opposite sex, or give to guys when they're, what was your answer? I don't even fucking remember. I've been blabbing.
I didn't answer because I was listening to your answer. Mm. And then
what's your answer now?
That's when I got confused.
Yeah. So what's your answer?
My answer is I...
Men. Like a guy, you know, like just... if you don't want to answer, you can tell me piss off. But it's like just like, what's the one common thing that guys always fuck up? And you're like, well, how do they not understand this thing? Like, this is so simple. How the fuck do guys keep messing this up? Does that spark anything in there?
It goes back to the emotion thing. Like,
so you're really pissed off recently about some guy who didn't fucking emote properly. Like, that is totally what's going on right here.
I think in general, guys don't emote properly. And... like, that's what I think that men should do. Like, they should actually be honest with their emotions and tell you how they're really feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I answered that. I mean, we agree with that for the most part. I mean, no, I do agree with that. Guy, I mean, it should be understood where everything is headed. And you should answer honestly, because when you don't, it's fucked up when you don't, because the other person starts thinking things that you shouldn't allow them. You should be direct and honest with them and let them know where the ceiling is. If you already know where the ceiling is, you should let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in agreement there.
God damn, this shit's complicated. Mother of God. Dude,
single life's rough, bro.
I mean, I'm getting depressed listening to you guys. Shit, I almost need a beer.
I should have got one.
Wow, I mean, just the fucking crazy thoughts that you guys think about. And a lot of it's just overthinking, I think.
Oh, it's absolutely fucking true. It's God, ridiculous. That's so true. There, something. We lost one.
Yeah, they're not lasting as long as they used to.
Yeah, I don't fucking think. That one doesn't even turn on anymore.
But just the mental games, it sounds like. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah, well, it's because, like, we touched on it in the first one with Ashley, that after a certain age, everybody has baggage.
Right, oh yeah.
There's mental baggage going on. Mm-hmm. There's fucking crazy exes. I mean, there's all sorts of shit. So the mental baggage, that's why we start overthinking all this shit. Because, well, this person did this, and that. This is how it happened, right? So that's obviously what that means, but it has nothing to fucking do with that person. But you can't get it out of your goddamn head. Because this is the succession. This is what happened. This has already happened to me. And then this happened. And she just did that. So now she's going to do this.
Yeah.
Right? And and girls do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, and we just overthink when we get to this point. Yeah. Because we've had so many experiences. And I can't speak for every guy. There's a lot of guys that just, you know, don't give a fuck at all. But you start trying to make connections from your past with this person, and you fail to recognize that this person is a completely different person.
Than your past experiences.
Yeah, which is what you're saying. I agree with you 100%. It's the overthinking. It leads to that overthinking because we fail to detach the past shit from the current person.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think about that? How accurate do you think that is?
Yeah. I think that is true.
It's true, sir.
But
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just full of shit again. Stock market hasn't crashed yet, so what the fuck do I know? Trump is gone, though, by the way.
I think that guys just aren't honest whenever they come approach you. And
not when they come approach you, but after. They're not as honest as they should be.
Not as at the very beginning approaching, but like through the whole process.
Yeah.
So why does it have to be the guy? How come the female can't speak up, be like, hey...
Because then we're crazy.
It's guy's responsibility to lead.
No, because then you're like, oh my gosh, you're just being too much. You can't express that much.
It's guy's responsibility to lead. I take all responsibility for that. Like, anytime that something fucked up happens in one of my relationships, I always take responsibility for it because it's my responsibility to take the lead in everything, right? Mm-hmm. Now, everything's not my responsibility, and everything that happens isn't all on me, but I'm the dude. I'm supposed to lead. So I take responsibility for it first and foremost. Or whether that responsibility should have been getting the fuck out before I did, or the past ones, being honest with them and getting out of there because I could tell they're getting way more attached than I was. Like, I should have done that. It was my fault that it ended that way. Like with the one in Columbia and the one back in South Carolina, it was my fault that they got hurt like that because I wasn't being honest. And yeah. Mm.
Okay. True, Danny. Mm-hmm. She says it's true. So you want to be led? You want to be led?
Yeah.
You don't want to lead?
Well, sometimes but I'm going to tell you if I think something.
They want to be led.
Feel something.
They want to be led by somebody who they respect.
But yes.
They're just not some chump that they're going to let lead them.
Gotcha.
And it's got to. And when you lead them, it's got to come out to the desirable end. If it's not, and that's really what the respect and the trust. If they don't respect and trust you, that them following is going to lead to what they want, they're not going to fucking
all right,
that's all I'm saying, dog.
What's your advice?
You're the married one, motherfucker. What you got? Right.
Well, I mean how many people are like me,
I don't know, so
that's I'm a minority in this topic because, we grew up with each other. We're not the same people we were when we met, 20 years ago. Obviously, we've grown with each other, and I don't know. It's just we don't really have to do a whole lot of thinking in our relationship. We just kind of know, other than like what's for fucking dinner, That's about it.
Or what do you want to do on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah.
Adam feels you, man. Adam feels you. We got one more here, and then we're going to play Honey Badger. Does the label on a relationship change how you behave with that person? For instance, do you behave differently with somebody you're just dating as opposed to somebody you're in a committed relationship with? And I think there's actually – I'm going to amend this. I think there's a little bit different tiers there, right? Somebody that you're just casually dating, at least for me, I'll answer this first, I guess. For me, it does, absolutely. If you're just casually dating somebody, completely different. If you guys add monogamy to that, like you're just fucking one another, but it's still pretty casual, that's a different tier. And then if it's my girlfriend, that's a tier. And of course, I actually was briefly engaged, but fiance and then married. Like there's different expectations you have in mind for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it definitely changes for me. I don't think it changes after committed serious relationship. I don't think the fiance and the wife would matter to me. The fiance didn't matter to me, and I've never been married, so... I don't think those two would matter to me, but certainly up to that point, serious, committed relationship. What do you think? I want to hear a woman's opinion on this.
I think that once you start getting in a relationship, that I personally am more open with somebody.
I didn't consider that part. See, there's an emotional part. Damn it, us guys, us fucking pigs. I didn't think about that.
And if we're just...
There we go, Eric.
...dating... I'm probably going to be a little bit distant.
How do you mean? Define just dating. Just, getting together
your
and having
first
fun.
First tier.
Okay, my first tier, just hanging out. Yeah.
Hanging out, starting to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably just going to, I'm not as close to somebody until we're in a relationship.
Yeah. Stated relationship, stated boyfriend, girlfriend, or the other tiers that I mentioned, like leading up to that, does that register? Like, if you guys agree, you're just hooking up with one another, Or is that not even a tier for you?
No, that is, I guess.
It's not even a tier?
It is. Because if you guys are just fucking, then you don't want them talking to other people. Because what if they start fucking them too? And then that's weird. So.
Yeah, so if you're just monogamous, then you want them to quit talking to other girls.
So then I'm going to start being more open and honest and close to you. Yeah. Than if we were just, like, talking.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to tell you how everything that I'm doing
mm-hmm.
or everything that I feel mm-hmm. or trying to hang out every single day
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to wait for you to
express.
Want to hang out with me
yeah.
and see what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Bet. Eric, what do you got, man? 18 years of marriage. What you got? 16. We figured this out earlier. 16 years. 17.
As far as what?
I don't know. I don't expect you to answer this question, man. Unless you want to. I don't.
I mean, obviously, I'm at the top tier.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I said you don't.
I mean, we can role play maybe, you know.
Getting back to BDSM now. What are you going to dress up as, a nurse?
There still is times in our relationship that we could make each other nervous, though.
Really. What do you mean?
I mean, we could make each other nervous if we absolutely had to.
What do you mean by nervous? Jealous nervous? What do you mean?
Yeah, that too. Well, no, not really. No jealousy.
Yeah. See, that's something that pickles me. Yeah, pickles me and like, baffles me. I've heard people say, they've said that like jealousy in the beginning doesn't, like it's too early to be jealous like that. It was like, well, what do you mean it's too early? What point are you supposed to be jealous in the relationship? Aren't you supposed to be jealous in the beginning? You grow to trust and you're out of the jealousy. Like, but people say that and I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. It's too early.
I mean, when you're in a relationship, you're going to be way more trusting because you know they're not going to fuck up.
Yeah, once you develop the trust and everything with them, that's when you're not supposed to be jealous. If you're jealous like 3 or 4 years in, it's like, how have you not learned to trust this person? Yeah, but people say that to me routinely. It's like you two are too jealous or something, right?
No.
It's like, I've heard that numerous times in the past. I'm like, that doesn't, you're not making any sense to me here. Mm-hmm. I need you to elaborate a bit on that.
I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin because there's just so many ways a person could be jealous right now with social media and your phones and just the Snapchat that these young ones use and whatever other apps everyone uses to
fucking Snapchat
to be jealous on. I mean,
gotta hate Snapchat.
What?
You probably send 20 Snapchat, 30, 40 Snapchats a day, don't you?
No.
Bullshit.
Well, maybe a little more, but.
You send pictures of your poop too?
Poop?
Yeah.
No.
What's your Snapchat? You're gonna get one. Dude, I actually maybe added one
after this.
I actually added one to my Snapchat story. It was awesome.
I didn't know this was a thing until we had. I don't want to see it. Yeah, damn.
So here's the story. So I'm doing Uber Eats, right? Somebody ordered some McDonald's. I'll tell you the McDonald's. It doesn't matter. Business Loop 70 East in Columbia. Just east or just west of Providence there, the one on Business Loop. And I go in there. I had to go pee. I go into the bathroom. The stall's out of order. And then I go to the urinal, which is where I was going to begin with, and there's a big old fucking turd right in the urinal. So I whipped out my fucking phone. I Snapchatted like out of order. And then I fucking panned over. The big old turd sitting right there, baby. Oh, it was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
It was a huge turd, dude. A green one. Ew. I don't even know. Like, they ate a lot of fucking veggies that day or something. I don't know. It was nasty, man. Nasty. And then I put it on my Snapchat short story. People loved it. They thought it was me, though. People were fucking snapping. Was that you?
But, I mean, in a relationship now, is that a factor? Always seeing who you're texting, why you're on your phone, who you're talking to, who you're snapping? Is that a thing these days?
It depends. Are they, like, hiding their phone, or are they texting in front of you?
I mean, like, hiding their phone.
Like, are they only messaging people when you're not around?
See, all the damn factors
you can. Or are they texting? Are they snapping people while you're sitting, like, if I was sitting right here by you? And I won't answer my phone, then that's kind of weird. But
I don't.
And then I'll question it. But if I'm just sitting here and I will answer my phone, or
yeah, then you got nothing to hide.
Then yeah, I think that's.
I don't think it's as big of a deal for, what are you, 20, you mind saying, 26, is that right? You're 23? Oh, fuck. I did not know that. Why did I think you were 26? I swear I heard you say somebody you were 20. Oh, no, that was a different bartender over there. I don't know if you, I'm sorry if you didn't want me to say that, but, yeah, she's 25 or 6.
Yeah, I think she's 25.
Yeah, okay, that's where I got that from. But yeah, I think for people, certainly 23-year-olds, I didn't fucking realize it, but 23-year-olds, they grew up with it, right?
Hmm.
Us, we didn't.
Right.
So it's a completely different ordeal for us when it's going on, because we're not numb to it. Like your children, I'm sure that Dom doesn't even fucking think twice about it, does he? Him and his chick sitting there probably right next to one another, just sitting there going crazy.
Yeah, they do.
They don't think anything about it because they just grew up with it. Right. Us, we're, you know, the older millennials, we didn't grow up with that shit. I think that's why we're like, what the fuck is going on?
So that don't bother you?
Oh, fuck yeah, it bothers me. What are you talking about? No, that's not what I'm saying. You completely missed what I'm saying. Saying the younger millennials, do you classify as what year were you born? 97? Yeah, so I don't think you're a millennial, but you're 1 year outside of millennial, but...
Why are you playing footsie?
Yeah, I'm playing footsie over here or there. Big boy. I'm talking about fists, man. I'm getting a little turned on. You know, play with something over here.
No, she would be Z, right? Generation Z?
No.
Are you the last millennial?
I think so.
Yeah? I don't know. They there's so many different age ranges.
I don't know, to be honest, but...
But anyway, the younger millennials... what was your question? Does it bother me?
So you're saying that the older generation like us, we would have problem with it compared to the younger generation, Dominic.
Yeah.
It's just something you do.
Even in millennials, though, right? Like they just let the generation things go too far, in my opinion, because the society has just evolved so fucking quickly over the last 20 years, 30 years, that the first half of the millennials are completely different than the second half of the millennials. When we grew up going outside, playing sports, you know, skidding our face on a sled, shit like that, breaking a wrist, me fucking ramping. That's what we did. The younger millennials stayed inside playing, you know, N64 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, what did I say earlier, young lady? Don't be shaking your head at me. I'm generalizing. Everything I say on here is generalization. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not saying you specifically. I'm generalizing.
Later millennials.
Yeah, later millennials. The younger millennials.
No. We still went outside.
That's what I'm generalizing, damn it.
No, in general, we went outside.
Damn sure.
We still went outside.
I'm sure.
It's the next generation that doesn't go outside.
I guarantee you that you guys went outside a hell of a lot less often than we did.
No, I was always outside.
Again.
And my friends.
Where'd you grow up?
In Macon.
You grew up in Macon. And you're telling me, whatever, I don't want to argue about this. the fuck was I even saying, damn it?
Hey, did you have to be home when the streetlights came on?
Yeah.
I don't.
When I was little, of course. I couldn't stay out.
No
the
fucking
dark.
Way.
What?
No, you were born in 97. I don't believe you.
What does that mean?
You're telling me in like 2007, 2008, you're running around the street?
By then, I think I lived out in Ixello, and I spent a lot of time outside.
Well, that's different than a rule.
Exactly.
But when I lived in Macon and I was younger, I had to be home when the streetlights came on. Yeah, we had like a park we always went to, me and the kids, and like we had to be home whenever.
All right. Like my mom used to yell outside. That's how I knew to get my ass home. There was no texting or calling. She fucking yelled, opened the door and yelled.
Eric Matthew.
Eric!
Oh, she never said Matthew?
No, she said Matthew, and that's when I didn't want to go home.
Yeah. Done fucked up. Yeah. Homie done fucked up.
Yeah, you don't go home when you hear Matthew.
The fuck was that question? Where'd that start?
I don't know. Jealousy? No.
This is a good episode. It's very serendipitous. just kind of free flowing. I think that was our last question. No more comments. What do you guys say, man? Let's listen to Honey Badger real quick.
All right.
This might get us demonetized. Yeah, fuck it. Should be playing for you all. Let me know how the volume is and if it's too terrible. Actually, don't, because I'm not going to be able to change it or see the comments.
Badger, watch it run in slow motion. This is the Honey Badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the Honey Badgers are just crazy. The Honey Badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it's just, ew, and it eats snakes. Oh my God, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The Honey Badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty. Ooh, look, it's chasing things and eating them. The Honey Badgers have a fairly long body, but a distinctly thick set, broad shoulders, and, you know, their skin is loose, allowing them to move about freely, and they twist around. Now look, here's a house full of bees. You think the Honey Badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house of bees to get some larvae. How disgusting is that? It eats larvae. Ew, that's so nasty. But look, the Honey Badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a shit. It's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees. Nothing can stop the Honey Badger when it's hungry. Oh, what a crazy fuck. Look. Ew, it's eating larvae. That's disgusting. There it is, running in slow motion again. See? Now, what's interesting is that other animals, like these birds here, they just like to wait around until the Honey Badger's done eating, and then it swoops in to pick up the scraps. It says, you do all the work for us, Honey Badger, and we'll just eat whatever you find. How's that? What do you say, stupid? Look at this bird. Thanks for the treat, stupid. Hey, come back here, says the Honey Badger. Birds don't care. And you know what? The jackals do it, too. Look at these little dogs. They're like, thanks, stupid. Thanks for the mouse. See you later. The Honey Badger does all the work while these other animals just pick up the scraps. At nighttime, the Honey Badger goes hunting because it's hungry. Look, here comes a fierce battle between a king cobra and a Honey Badger. I wonder what'll happen. Look at this. There's the Honey Badger just eating a mouse. And then look, get away from me, says the snake. Get away from me. Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger smacks the shit out of it. And the snake comes back and it lashes right at the Honey Badger. Oh, little does the Honey Badger know, FYI. It's been stung. It's been bitten by the snake. So while it's eating the snake, ew, that's disgusting. Meanwhile, the poisonous venom is seeping through the Honey Badger's body, and it passes out. Look at that sleepy fuck. Now, the Honey Badger's just going to pass out for a few minutes, and then it's going to get right back up and start eating all over again, because it's a hungry little bastard. Look at this. Like nothing happened, the Honey Badger gets right back up and continues eating the cobra. How disgusting. And of course, what does the Honey Badger have to eat for the next 3 weeks? Cobra. The Honey Badger.
Just don't give a fuck.
Honey Badger, don't give a fuck. Alrighty. How long are we in here? They were almost 2 hours, for fuck's sake.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe just an hour and a half. I think our guest was a bit late.
No, I was not.
You were parallel parking in Macon for no reason. I saw you over there.
I didn't have anywhere else to park.
I assure everybody at home that is not the truth. I was standing out there.
Yeah, right. There was a whole line of cars.
Old ass video. Yeah, it's an old ass video, but it's an awesome one, AJ. I think all of our viewers at home are going to appreciate that one. We're an hour and a half in. You guys want to keep going, or what are you thinking here?
Whatever you think.
Whatever I think. Anybody at home got anything you want us to mouth about? We got all sorts of more questions, but I think I want to. Eric, you want to have her back on? I want to have her back on. Sounds sometime. Yeah. You want to come back on sometime?
If you want me to.
Yeah, definitely. We'll cover some more of those. Let's just call it now. We're an hour and a half in. That's a good episode. And we'll pick out some good ones off of that other, the rest of the list. And between the three of us, we can come on some. We can meditate on them for a bit. And then all of us can have good in-depth answers, at least in our own opinion.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. How's next Monday sound? We're doing this on air right now. Next Monday.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right. Eric, you do it next Monday, man?
I believe so.
All right, guys. I believe we're out of here. Next Landslide 2020. Come on, AJ. You're out of your fucking mind. It's going to be a landslide, but your boy is gone. I bet he's going to lose by 120 electoral votes.
Sid, you got nothing left to bet, man.
What are you talking about? What do you want to bet? I've bet AJ $100 already.
You could, of all the bets you've accumulated over this season, you don't have any, you're not going to have anything left.
What are you talking
about? I'm going to be the friend and tell you we're not going to bet, but AJ is right.
Yeah, he's right. It's going to be a landslide 2020. Trump is gone. Magnificent. I can't say it right now, but
I don't.
I can't even think.
I mean, you're such a smart fella. It depresses me to see you thinking like this. It really does.
We'll see November 3rd, motherfuckers. I'm going to be strutting around like a peacock November 4th. Be strutting downtown, fucking some fucking Speedos. I don't give a fuck. I was right all along, motherfuckers. What you got? Yeah. I'm right. I think that's it, though. We'll be back next Monday, everybody. Eric, you got any parting words? What you got, man?
Trump 2020.
Quite fitting. Young lady, what you got?
I don't have anything else.
Not a happy to be here or
thank
see
you
next week.
Me.
Anything like
week.
That? Fucking younger millennials, I tell you. They're so fucking rude.
Yeah, they're etiquette.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. We'll see y'all next week. Let me get over here to in stream. Later.